Hi people, I'm Annie and I'm here with...
Well, she's here with Jamin.
And today we are your special co-host for this week's podcast, Being Benedict.
And as usual, the main, original, undisputed... Yeah, I have to say that because Adesanya won the title. So.
Master.
Main host is here. Being Benedict. Benedict. Welcome everyone to the new episode. And today we are going to be discussing AI. Yeah, so for today's episode, we are going to talk about AI. I mean, we've all heard about AI taking people out of work, about people losing their jobs to AI and all that. There was a bit, I mentioned a little bit of AI in the previous episode, and today we are going to dig deeper. So, like, what do you guys think about AI? Like, do you think AI has been good, or you think AI has been the worst that could ever happen to human beings?
No, not the worst. I don't think AI has been the worst. I think it's been excellent. I mean, it makes the workflow simpler. It makes the work easier. But my thing with AI is how maybe people see AI. And I think most people are forgetting that it's a technology and that it was developed. The fact that you could have robots around don't mean they replace human beings. Human beings can never lose purpose. A robot is given a purpose, an app is given a purpose. And in that same vein, whether it replaced you or not, it actually doesn't mean you don't have anything to do. It simply means find something else, find something better.
But you're missing something.
But what?
Missing what?
You're missing something.
I'm listening.
The AI is trained to pick up.
Yeah.
Listen to, I mean, not listen to conversations per se, but as in, the way you talk to the AI, it makes it learn from
be
you
intelligent.
To become smarter.
Yes.
So how doesn't it push people out of their work?
Okay, so let's consider this example. In the farming systems, we would have AI technologies being able to, let's say, pick out, which example would I have? Okay, let's say we have an apple farm and we have an AI technology in the farm which would pluck out the apples anytime they are ripe.
Okay.
This is a simple technology. Now, we get it clearly that this AI has replaced whoever used to be picking out the fruits from the tree.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't render the person useless. It can't render the person useless. Because what I see for that person is a bigger opportunity to... You see, this is me and this has always been me. The fact that you've been replaced doesn't mean you are useless. I believe whatever AI is, or whatever technology is, there is always the need for something to be replaced, for something new to be developed. So if you've been replaced, then make use of yourself. You don't cry.
But I'm not really seeing how useful it can be also. No, like, they can't be useful.
You may not be useful on the farm, but someone needs you somewhere.
Where?
Find it.
We are, everything is now technology.
Uh-huh.
And if AI's paramount purpose is technology, it means, because people are looking, they're even building cars that you just come out of your room, you sit,
and
then the car drives you
where you're going to. True. So you don't need a chauffeur.
Yes, Google Workspace has done this, they've inculcated this AI. When you have a meeting through Google Meet,
it takes your notes. So
it takes
your
notes.
You
it takes minutes.
Yeah, of course. And
it can even summarize. So let's say you logged into the meeting, but then you were not paying attention. You can say, hey, Google, summarize my meeting for me. And it will summarize it for you.
Perfect. So you don't need a PA.
And everything now is technology. Okay, if she's not being a PA, what else she's doing? Because right now, technology is advancing.
Okay, so if I'm to listen to both of you,
mm-hmm.
you guys are trying to make me aware of the fact that a whole business could be run by AI.
Yes. It's possible.
So you would... And trust your business in the hands of an AI.
I won't.
Maybe not entirely.
I won't. But with this,
but it will limit the number of people you have in your business. So possibly, if you're supposed to be having like 10 to 15 working people a year, you will be cut down to possibly like 2.
Exactly, and that's the thing. When you were cut down to 2-1, as whoever is being able to manage the business, there are opportunities of growth. Maybe that person who has been replaced by the AI didn't have the skill set. That is not your fault. And that can't be the fault of the AI. Because it's the world is growing. Let's understand.
So what you are saying, it means at a point in time, you are not going to need schools.
Maybe even schools with teachers. But the thing is, you can't put the emotions of the children in the hands of AI.
Good. So do you think that we should train humans to outpace AI, or we should allow AI to make our lives easier?
Would that be possible?
Okay, so this is the thing about AI. Which a human can outpace, or is the thing about computer systems, they work arithmetically. So, you know, maybe you can process 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2. Mm-hmm. It will take you time. You have to say, okay, he mentioned 2 this number of times. You do 1, 2, 3, 4. The computer gets faster whilst it's doing the same thing. So when an AI is built, maybe for the first time, it will take time to, you know, do the first process. But after a while, it gets easier.
Have you realized the speed between ChatGPT when it came first and GPT-4?
Right now, I know the speed is very nice.
So with the new GPT-4, mm-hmm. okay, you can basically point your phone's camera mm-hmm. at ingredients you have in your kitchen, uh-huh. and it'll give you recipes. Uh-huh. You can cook this. Cook this.
That is where we are being faster than a normal person. But AI can cook the food for you.
So right now,
robots that can cook food for you.
Would you trust your stomach with everything?
You think ingredients will not be calculated?
I'm not against the robots, but what I actually believe is this: if robots are being made, humans, you see, a robot. This is what I realized about the robot thing. You did finance, okay? The robot can't be built by a computer person if he doesn't have the finance person there.
Okay.
And you get it.
So then we'll all start working in robot companies.
For a robot to be able to cook, mm-hmm. the robot has to be trained by a chef. Even though the chef will have to tell, whoever is building the robot what to do. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, let the robot be.
No, but there are recipes online. So the AI can download the recipe and use it.
A robot is making pancakes. It knows that I have to take 1 cup of flour, mm-hmm. 2 cups of this, mm-hmm. 1 cup of that. Mm-hmm. Your pancake is ready. My skin is nice.
Mm-hmm. But do you know another setback with AI? Okay, so I have a personal AI in my Snapchat. And I chat with it as if it's a human. I don't mind.
Yeah, I saw that update too.
Yeah. I heard it's for only premium members, but yeah. I don't know how true that is.
That's
oh, okay. So you use premium?
Do I? Yes, I subscribe for something. Okay, then that's
it. Okay. So what I realized is it puts words together.
Exactly.
So it might say fufu, but it does not know how fufu looks like.
Yeah.
It might say kokonte, but it doesn't know how kokonte looks like. How it has been trained and the data it has, it knows that if you add 1 and 1, you'll get 2. But it has no idea what 1 and 1 is.
Exactly.
It has been programmed.
That's what I'm saying, that AI can't replace humans because the AI is in a box of what it's been told to do.
Yeah, but what
so
if...
There could be more advanced things that if has not been programmed inside...
It will never do it.
At the moment, that's the leverage we have over AI.
But you see, they are built to
it. Works with data.
Okay.
Yes.
It works with data.
Like the Megan
movie. It's actually a thing that they are built to learn. But to how far they can learn, it has to be limited. Because let me say this. Like, we can never forget that there is the web, and the web has the dark web.
Mm-hmm.
We never know what AI is going to pick up from the dark web.
Okay.
Recently, you heard there was an AI rapper.
I haven't.
But there was an AI rapper. It's black.
Mm.
Yeah. A studio signed that AI.
Yeah, serious.
Yeah, they cut ties with it recently. Because,
why?
Yeah, it was being racist. Just imagine.
And that is what is being taught to do by whoever built it.
Oh.
You get it. So mm-hmm. maybe you want songs on let's say supporting the black community. This AI has been taught to be racist. So when you tell it, let me give you a practical example of it. When you tell it, okay, I want a song based on supporting black community. If you look at the word supporting, okay, so I, then it's processed as you. So you, okay, now want a song. Okay, so you know it's supposed to rap now. Now what is the song about? Then you say based. So it will now process what the word based means. Black community, but I'm not built to support Black community. It'll give you the best of what is in it.
Okay.
Do you understand mm-hmm. how it works? Mm-hmm. Whereas if I told you that produce a song on Black community or supporting Black community, you actually sit down, brainstorm, do plenty things, learn, ask questions from people, do things, process your emotions, find something that will strike your heart small so that when you make a song is meaningful. The AI is a robot. Like, mm-hmm. it's ones and zeros, so don't forget it.
At the moment, that's our only leverage.
Okay.
That's the only leverage you have right now. But as it stands now, and the information people know about AI, personally, I think AI has become too fast. I think I'm going to be in the generation that saw the birth of AI, the birth of human convenience, that's AI,
mm-hmm.
and then going all the way to the destruction of humans based on AI. Really? But I think it's too fast.
Well, too fast. I don't say too fast because one thing I know is that Arabians are very much into AI. You know, they have a prince who's AI, whose bodyguard is a robot. And
oh, okay. I don't know about that.
This robot is not a thing to play with.
Is it the one that senses when there's a suicidal attempt or something?
Exactly.
The suicidal what?
Attempt.
It's not.
So he can snap at you before you even try.
Yeah.
The
robot
about...
is not a plaything. Benedict, I tell you, like. First
I don't know
of
about
all,
this.
You don't hear
proof.
About
this. Is my first time hearing this.
It's body proof. It has eyes at the front. It has eyes at the back. And is every part of it is a weapon. It's not an AI to play.
How does it look like?
He has built it as a robot. So,
does it have the form of a human being?
It's like
bigger than a human being. And when it's walking,
it's actually
the
normal
boom,
size.
Boom. It's not a normal size. It's bigger.
Okay.
You should have seen it behind it.
No, I don't get it.
Like, he spends millions to build it.
I think they tried a test where someone was attempting to.
I'm not seeing that one.
No, I mean, like, how does it look? Does it look like a block, a rectangle block that walks, that has wheels, or it's structured in the form of a human, that it walks like a human?
It walks like a human.
But, like, more like a robot.
It looks like a human robot. And the intelligence is security. So it's protecting the main guy.
So fast.
Like, so fast.
Their
eyes, and this is the thing. So, this
it can
is
sense you
any
wanting
sneaky
to kill someone.
Attempt.
It
yeah,
senses,
like any
yes.
sneaky attempt.
It senses you want to kill someone, and its eyes are cameras. And what the cameras are doing is that it's sending signals to whoever is supposed to be his security, and they have the control to shut it down anytime anymore.
Has it ever misjudged?
No.
How long has it been in use?
Have we heard?
It's been about 3 years.
Have we heard?
If it does, you hear.
Isn't yeah, because I mean, this AI rapper became racist and we all heard so.
Isn't about 3 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Very
I think I should be digging deeper.
And I mean, there's also a restaurant in Australia. If I have
that has robots.
Right. Yes.
Yeah, I heard of that one.
And it says the people right. But the thing is, AI can never. This is the thing. The AI can be made so nice to the next person, but it will always do what it is told.
What I understand about AI is, we are looking to live in a world where you wake up from bed,
you have your food,
your breakfast is delivered, you brush your teeth, it's sticking out,
mm-hmm.
you just stand on your bed and then you're just on a moving platform. Like, you don't do anything.
Well.
But you go about wherever you have to go.
Yeah.
You get it. That's what I understand the cons, like the basic concept of AI to me. But if we are to rely on that,
mm-hmm.
then it means this sci-fi movie is like Altered Carbon. I watched Altered
uh-huh,
Carbon.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, there's going to be this community of people who can't afford that AI living, and they're going to be living in slums, the downcut areas. Because if we are to continue with this AI trend, we are going to segregate ourselves.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Already we are fighting capitalism and socialism.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how deep that is, but I only know socialism is more of let's share the resources we have, and then capitalism is one person has everything and then he controls us.
Yeah.
I stand to be corrected, but this is how I understand socialism and capitalism.
Uh-huh.
Even that,
mm-hmm.
there are a lot of people complaining, and then we are going to purchase this big AI and robotic systems in your
but
home and all that. Actually, I guess cheaper.
You see, that's
the cheaper default, yeah.
Not the cheaper default, yeah. But that's the thing with technology. I was doing this research on solar panels.
Yeah.
And we know how expensive the panels were costing. But the only reason why the panels were costing that much is because not a lot of companies were doing them. So they were actually...
So it's like monopoly?
Yes, they are actually cheaper. It's the same thing happening with iPhone. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing happening with the Galaxy S series. Even though it's expensive on the market, it actually costs lesser to produce. So it's the same thing we are going to find here. I mean, look at Altered Carbon. Even those on the low side had better technologies.
It was illegal. They were not allowed to
have them because they said they don't want
to. They did their own research and all that to come up with all these.
Mm-hmm. But is it that can't happen maybe in the real world, because that movie is definitely someone's projection on how the future should be like.
But don't you think I think movies, sci-fi movies for instance, they are directors' imaginations, yes, of if the world is to go this way,
this is what will happen. I don't think it's so.
Zombies. When COVID came, we all thought we were going to have zombies.
Well,
actually, I heard zombies even have Ebola showing up in China. And I don't know if it's a joke it's real, because I've seen footages and it looks like it's been acted out. It looks like it's been, like, it's real. So right now,
something.
I don't
like
even
this.
Believe videos I see of mermaids.
Mermaids are not mermaids. Okay, they actually are.
I've seen the power of Photoshop. So
yes, that doesn't work. But even the power of AI to generate pictures.
Yes, you can even use AI.
Exactly.
To do that.
Someone's imagination turns it into AI. AI produces something.
I mean, DALL-E.
Yes.
DALL-E.
Yeah,
you don't know DALL-E. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you can actually go on DALL-E and then you type give me an image of a goat holding an apple in an Apple car and an iPad, and you use a Mona Lisa type of painting, and it will generate at least 10 images for you.
Okay.
And they're all on points. That's DALL-E.
Like, no graphic imagination can compare.
Wow.
That's how good it is. And the quality is on point.
High resolution.
Let's try that out, because I haven't seen something like that.
Yeah, we'll try that.
And that's my issue with this virus, like you're talking about. Like, whoever is developing the virus, because
I heard that actually the virus has been developed.
Yes, virus,
but it's been withheld by some high.
I know these things are just conspiracy theories now.
But I won't be shocked if something like that's happening, because
personally, I believe COVID was created.
Yes,
of course.
Some viruses.
And I also think people are trying to reduce the population. I mean, the big heads. There are people. There are people who are on top.
Who control all these?
Yes. Yeah. Who are on top?
The thing about the created virus is that it's not just created. Before it's even tested on the rats, there's an AI actually giving them information. You see, mm-hmm, but the thing is, the AI can't control the virus. The AI can't even create the virus.
The AI doesn't know what a virus is.
Yes, a human being sits down to put two and two together, and the AI gives feedback on what is being done.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what the world is moving on to, that we are having an artificial assistant. Because whether you like it or not, even though Google has come up with a lot of artificial intelligences, what happens is that they assist you in what you are doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I know, you know, Notion came up with this AI that helps you generate ideas or generate whatever kind of text.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided to be consistent on a certain kind of topic.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I realized is that it was giving me the same answers.
Mm-hmm.
And only, you know, switches this with that, switches that with that. But the answers were just the same.
Try ChatGPT 4.
It's the same technology there.
Yeah. So is it one of those apps that has GPT-4 inculcated?
Yes, one of those apps like that. So what I realized was, even though it is intelligent, it cannot replace human creativity. Because, you know, that whatever was creating those nice designs that I was talking about,
mm-hmm,
I've not done an extensive search on it or whatever, but I know a whole company is behind it.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be the breaking point of that AI, where you get to, and it's producing the same kind of images because you've reached this intelligence.
Mm-hmm,
and like this one computer system we are looking at, it, we know, Bill Gates was behind the whole Microsoft. But even now, we are supposed to sit down and ask about every component. You realize that there are over 100 minds behind it. And that's why it's able to do what
it does. Since it's being trained to become smarter, you don't think it would exceed its intelligence?
No. If it exceeds its intelligence, then humans will fear for the robot can do to us.
Yeah, that's true.
We cherish our lives more than the thing we created.
Okay, and have you ever used an AI before? Have you ever gotten close with an AI before?
Have I? I don't text the bot. Is it a bot?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think when I went to their terms and conditions, I actually wasn't interested. I wasn't because they said something that it'll give you the info, all right, but it's 100%
I
wouldn't even go close to trusting.
That's what we are saying. It's once and zero. So
yes, I haven't really tried one.
But have you used any other app that has AI?
No.
Jay, how about you? Which app is that?
ChatGPT, Notion.
That's Notion. Okay, if Notion passes for that, I have Notion.
Have you tried Notion's AI? That's
okay.
And I think I've also built one.
You built an AI,
What was it doing? I was just testing out how Python works with AI. So I was the one that identifies the letters.
Yeah. Okay. But you know, AI is closer to us than we think.
Yeah, actually.
So Spotify has this. At the moment, it's only available in the US.
Yeah.
So it's like a DJ.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're listening to the radio and the presenter will come and talk small and then you go.
Mm-hmm.
And then you continue listening to music. That's how it works. But in its sense, when you're listening to, let's say, R&B, you'll be like, okay, let's take you back R&B. To country songs, the weather, the mood, something. And then based on your listening, then we recommend country, then it will switch from R&B to country song. Okay, then once in a while, come and say something small, and then it will go. That's for Spotify.
And it's giving you country songs because that's what R&B generated or Google for, which is simple. And it works. Let me say this, was it Uber or Bolt? I think Bolt. You also have an AI, and it's a super intelligent AI. I really appreciate it. I appreciate both of what the AI does.
I use both, but
this is the AI. And is that if in a certain location, at a certain particular time, a lot of people pick boats over there. Anytime you go to that area, whether there are people there or not, you realize that your boat is on high demand.
Yeah.
Yes, it's an AI.
Oh, they have a map. On the driver's the driver's app.
Where the drivers know where a lot of people will be at what time. It's an AI.
Yes. Oh, okay. Oh, wow. Right in front of me. I just didn't pay attention to it.
You know what? It's a very intelligent application to help the company generate income.
Yeah.
Because if they were to do this thing manually, it means they'll need about 4 data analysts sitting there who will take this data. And when it gets there, now they have the board or whoever is managing the company has to sit down with these people. Okay, are you sure people will come there? Actually, at this time, people will hear this. But when it's an AI, you collect all the information over several months and it just generates it for you. You see, it's not replacing their work, but it's making it more extensive.
I think we're just looking forward to seeing robots in around to know that I
need
that.
No, you don't always need a robot for AI. Because let's say I want, like, you talking about minutes being taken in the meeting. Okay. We could have AI maybe actually take the minutes for you. But in a certain kind of meeting, to be very honest, AI won't be able to take the minutes. In a sense that some of my give points and define them in a certain way, and it's not the way AI will do it. Whereas if it were to be written, and maybe, it's going to be difficult, don't worry, don't talk much. AI will just take the picture and actually give it to you in word form or whatever it is. It is the work of an AI.
I still believe AI is here to make our work easier.
Yeah.
And then I find assurance in the fact that AI just knows zeros and ones.
Exactly.
It gives me assurance that we are safe.
To the point.
No. Yeah. It gives me assurance that we are safe. It gives assurance that we are safe.
Very, very safe.
Well,
something just came to mind. Something quite interesting.
Okay.
So, this is God. And there is, let's say David. And there is Goliath.
Mm-hmm.
You can't tell an AI to kill Goliath. It will forever process Goliath as a giant.
Yeah,
it can't do the extra.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
Sure, it does make sense. It does make sense. So, any final words, and what do you think about AI? Do you think we should be scared, or we are a little bit safe?
Okay, initially, I wasn't so much updated on what the pros and cons are, but it looks like we are on the safe side, and we've been quite enlightened, so yeah. I have much knowledge now, and I'm not going to be scared. And I'm going to take off our words and then reduce us to nothing. So yeah, I think like AI is...
Mm-hmm. I think I gave you this idea where a human being stands in a box, mm-hmm. and measurement is taken. You don't have to hold a tape to the person again.
My TV take accurate measurements.
Exactly. They can give you whether the person wants it baggy, the person wants it slim fit, how the person should do, or what the person needs to wear is a skin tight dress into the machine. It makes work pretty simple.
I like that. So, AI for the win.
All right, so none of us are settled. I think, yeah, takeaways. AI is not here to harm us. AI is here to make our works easier. So, I think it will be best we all find ourselves on the right side of AI, where AI won't take us out, but rather strengthen us. Because there are a lot of even YouTube content that are
AI generated.
Yeah. All right, people. I think this will all suit your minds that we're on the safer side of AI. We shouldn't be so scared. And then, yeah.